Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Ali Breen, Tubin Talk, and a gangbang. You'll hear all that coming up in just a minute.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
That's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker, man. Hey, if I sound weird to you, it's because I'm on break in the restroom here at work. They just remodeled it. It's a great place to escape and get away from my boss who thinks he runs the place anyways. And for your information, Randy, it's a thunderstorm warning, which means I'm free to take cover if I fear for my safety in the innermost part of the building, and I got the blueprints to prove it. Uh-huh. So anyways, man, I'm riding a storm out. Riding the storm out.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Fleetwood Mac anyways? Stevie Nicks is a porker now. Looks like she ate one of the Dixie Chicks. I seen her on Behind the Music. That's sad, man, because I used to think she was sort of hot. I mean, I'd still do her, but I wouldn't give it my best effort. Anyways, this restroom is different now. They took the cologne machine out, which sucks because now I have to buy my polo from that guy in the parking lot outside of Dillard's. And I wish they'd put the baby changing station back up, too, because there ain't no place to play cards in here anymore. And I've noticed there's less traffic in here lately, too, man. Actually, I know a lot of guys who are actually afraid to drop a deuce at work. I swear to God they are. For whatever reason, they can't play road games. I call them road games. I mean, I get it. I'd rather be at home where I got my magazine and Rubik's Cube, but I've learned to adapt, and I figure at least I'm still on the clock, so there ain't no rush, which puts me at ease. I really don't mind it. Hell, it beats walking around carrying low like you're in your third trimester. Oh, man, our grade school didn't even have stall doors till I was in the fourth grade. So I'm used to the FaceTime. Mm-hmm. So imagine being 12 years old in the fourth grade like I was, trying to pull off a hit and run before the bell rings. Now that was pressure. But man, now that we got stall doors at work, it's hard to tell who's hanging out while you're hanging out. And why some people don't give a courtesy flush drives me nuts. You have to give a courtesy flush. I know what you're thinking. State law. But it ain't. And everybody knows it should be. I mean, who would oppose that, man? Nobody. Hell, that would sail right through Congress. The Republicans, Democrats. Hell, even the liberalitarians would vote for it. And stop knocking on the door if the door's shut, man. What are you, Jehovah's Witness? Wait your turn. And I know it was you, Randy, because you're the only one that still puts pennies in your penny loafers, and I'd say it right your face. Anyways, the storm's about over, man. They didn't do a very good job on this grout work at all. Hell, my Uncle Sonny's probably the best grout man I know, and he...
Donnie, what are you doing in there?
Shut up, Randy. Same thing you do all day on the computer. I'm trying to log in. I swear to God I am. I gotta go.
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I see Jessica Alsman over there on the big screen. She's reporting for duty somewhere in our building, I think.
Hello.
She's right there.
Where are
I'm
you?
I'm right
She's
here.
She's right there.
Oh.
Unnoticed.
No, I saw that you're on the TV. I didn't notice you were actually physically behind the glass.
Okay.
Sorry. Christy Lee's right there. You can hear her giggling. And then we're joined, I don't know where she is. It's the lovely Allie Breen. Are you in Atlanta?
No. I'm up in New York, but I'm up in Westchester at my friend's house.
Oh, cool. Oh.
Wait, do you rob banks
right.
for a living? You've got all these safe houses. And
I love it.
Don't take this the wrong way, but
They're
you get around.
Pedigrams.
Yeah.
Good.
Now,
is this, I was like, this is starting to look weird.
Is this a boyfriend or a girlfriend?
It's a boyfriend. Yes.
Gotcha. Not in the hump zone, if you will.
Oh, gee.
Not in the hump zone.
Stop it. Stop the press.
I never heard of
no
hump
one says
zone.
Hump zone.
This yeah. hump zone has
Willie,
to catch on.
Where's that bucket?
On.
It does have to catch on.
Hump zone.
Hump zone is now a thing.
Well, friend zone?
Yeah, that's...
Well, because you've got the friend zone.
Right.
Thank you.
Sure.
So the opposite would be the hump zone.
Okay.
Love it.
Presumably. I mean...
Sure. Why not?
I mean, it could be... There's lots
it
of
could
different
be many things, but yeah.
you could throw anything in there. It'd be inappropriate. Like the slurp zone would be inappropriate.
Well, it depends.
Depends.
On...
Yeah. What...
the slurp
zone could also be an Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
Well, now Josh,
Luigi.
You know that Josh and I are butt buddies. We appreciate a good butt.
Right.
And
we
get together and we talk about it. So the butt zone, I would think, that would have to be
absolutely
the booty
yeah.
zone.
Yeah.
Maybe. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Would you eat at a booty restaurant
zone's
called
way
the butt
cuter.
Zone?
I would eat at a restaurant called the butt zone.
You would.
Where it's just pork butts and.
Yeah. As far as the eye can see.
But I wouldn't. I don't feel safe about indoor dining, so I'd probably just eat out the butt zone, to be honest.
Maybe just have a quick
took
munch.
A very, very a quick rough turn.
I like eating out right now. I do takeout. I don't see what you're about.
Like a lot of girls would like
one
to go with you,
say,
Willie.
Yeah.
Now we're in prison. I'm sorry. Okay, let's see. Where were we? Oh, hi, Allie. So it's nice to see you.
Hi. You too.
And Allie, it's my understanding Willie was telling me. What did Ellie do with her Instagram and stuff? You got the New
Yorker.
Well,
you reposted all those great New Yorker cartoons with the Jeffrey Toobin caption, and we were mentioning
them.
So I said,
that?
If people want to see them, they can look at your Instagram story or your Twitter.
Yeah. So this is this guy Jeffrey Toobin, very distinguished attorney, written some great books. He's the legal correspondent for the New Yorker and CNN, and he was apparently caught
pleasuring himself. Just say it.
Pleasuring himself on a Zoom call, so people have taken classic New Yorker cartoons, and the caption is, hey, did you hear Jeffrey Toobin was caught jacking it on a Zoom call? The best, hang on a second, I grabbed this phrase.
Do you make a lot of noise when you're by yourself?
Yes. Oh, it's cacophonous, yes.
Yesterday.
like he's walking on the sun.
I'm not exactly sure who to credit this to. The guy wrote, Jeffrey Toobin was, quote, working checkout at the banana stand.
I've never heard that.
That's really funny. I'm not sure who wrote that. I think it might have been Dave Pell. In any event, Allie, how are things going for you? You're obviously visiting.
They've been good.
Okay.
I've had no inappropriate Zoom calls.
Okay, good.
Things are good over here.
Was he looking at one of the ladies on the Zoom call? And
he was on the phone with someone.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
Okay.
Yeah, or he works with some very hot ladies that he couldn't help himself.
Right.
He knows.
Yeah, there are a lot of people defending him.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. I bet they wouldn't be defending him if he was on Fox News. I'm just saying.
Well, they can only do so much. Teams of people defending.
Oh, now, if you were doing that, Chick, what newscaster would you watch?
Oh, man.
Please.
There are so many. I know who you'd watch.
Please
say
Lester Holt.
Yeah, thank you. I was hoping you weren't paying attention.
I missed Charles shout out Lester Holt. Is who I missed.
Do you?
Charles Carroll.
I was going to say Chris Cuomo.
We had a deep, meaningful relationship. I was part of a second family.
I'd probably do it to my hair inspiration, Rachel Maddow. I've always kind of taken after her.
She does have some badass hair.
Oh yeah, it looks great. Love it.
Yeah.
I guess she was actually laughing about this yesterday.
Oh really?
I think they cut to her after the story or something, and she was chuckling. So anyway, a little something amusing in the world of semi-politics these days. But that's not the world we're probing here, Allie. It's the world of love trouble, and you are the mistress of love.
Close to the world we're probing. Yeah, here we go. Dear Allie, my last girlfriend and I never needed to use lube, but my current girlfriend needs it every time. Should I worry I'm not really turning her on?
Yep. No.
This is just sorry. No. I mean, nope.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a medical thing.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You never know what's causing it. If she's having sex with you, she's attracted to you.
This reminds me of the old joke, I really can't tell, about the corporate guy playing golf in Tokyo.
Then why don't you just shut your mouth?
Is that between the first and second hole?
No. The guy...
You said you couldn't say. Stop.
The guy's unclear on the layout of the course, and he thinks he has a hole-in-one, and his Japanese business guy goes,
listen to him.
No. I know. No, I've never heard Tom giggle so much.
No wrong hole. See, the guy thought it was a par three.
He was supposed to be going
to the right there to the par four.
Yeah.
Never mind. We can't tell the joke. I'm sorry. Back to you, Allie.
No, the answer is, hey, and you can always, if it's really upsetting you, which I don't think it is, but you could always ask her. But, don't take it personally.
No, it's definitely a medical condition for a lot of women. Right.
What's that?
Yeah, I wouldn't even ask her. Yeah.
Just next. Next letter.
Yeah, that
Dear
might
Allie.
You might be with a frigid, awful person. That's all. Never mind. I'm sorry. What did I do? Okay.
Dear Allie, I went on a third date with a guy, and over dinner, he was telling me about a date that he was on the night before. We never talked about being exclusive, but isn't it disrespectful to actually tell me about other girls?
A little bit. I would assume this is sort of a mind trick.
Yep.
You think he did it on purpose to make sure that she knew that he wasn't exclusive?
No. Well, there could be that, or he could be like kind of bait and switch a little bit here.
He's
like,
trying to be ultra non-needy. It's
mind game.
It's like a realtor saying there's another buyer.
Oh, like I'm
right.
so
exactly.
cool.
Exactly. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
I'm the man.
By
the way, we get 7% of the action.
I had a woman in here looking at this last night, so you need to make up your mind.
Right. I think you're want a bit over list.
Yeah. It's one or the other. It's he's trying to exactly it's there's another buyer or hey, we aren't exclusive.
Yeah.
One or the other. And maybe just clarify.
To me, it's too much work.
Just bring
it
up.
It does sound like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. This
yeah it does, honestly.
Yeah.
Also, that's the third date. That's dumb to bring it up on the third date. That's usually the big one.
Right.
Yeah. Things go well.
That's what Christy says.
Third date rule, sure.
That's weird.
Not what I say. Right?
It was Everyone a bad move.
Yes. That's the rule. That's the
thank
general
you, Allie.
Rule.
You know, I don't like
absolutely.
To. I don't want to judge this guy on this one move, but that's a bad move, and that kind of tells me there will be more bad moves in the future. Maybe go ahead if you're not that
red flag.
Yeah, if you're not smitten, get out.
He should order spaghetti and go do the slurp move and go, "This is me and you later."
That's always hot.
That'll seal the deal.
Next time you go out with him, talk about the gangbang you have scheduled next week and see how she reacts.
Thanks. Oh, thank you, Jessica. Yeah. Now it's time to move on to the next letter.
Oh, that was
very, very, very healthy.
Talk about all those guys in the hump zone.
Right.
All right. Dear Allie, I've wanted a divorce for years and I can't take it anymore. Me and my wife met in college, and since having kids, who are now 12 and 15, my wife has never worked, but is perfectly capable of working.
Oh,
so how do I make it so I don't have to support her for the rest of my life?
Murder.
I'm concerned the settlement's going to come out of my check somehow. And
well, that's historically what's happening.
Yeah, historically.
I can't offer any advice here. I don't know how this stuff works.
I think that's it. I think you take care of her for the rest of your life, right?
There's well, it no depends on what state he's in.
Yeah, but you might want to say, hey, listen, have you thought about getting a job? You know, pitch in a little there, dry socket.
Yeah.
Dry socket.
Let's go, Sahara. Let's go, Sahara. Get out there. That's the first
yeah, letter. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're combining letters.
Or,
that's exactly
right. What my dad, you remember what my dad told my mom that one day?
What?
When are you going to get off your ass and help me?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ooh, you try that one. I
Josh is always right on this. Maybe a little bit of conversation would be helpful.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough, man. Yeah. I feel for you.
Okay. Well,
so is he trying to get her a job before he divorces her? So is this his ploy?
Yeah, this sounds like a
actually that would help though, right? I feel like, I mean, that's a legal question, I guess. But if she was working before they got divorced,
I think you'll find during the process of divorce all the reasonable things you've noticed about your. What am I saying? It's going to be even more unreasonable and more angry and more. Yeah, it's all like putting it on microwave. So good luck,
good
pal.
Good luck, dude.
Just make sure that your kids know it's their fault.
Yes. Very important.
Very, very important.
Yeah.
You look at them and say, are you. Look at them a lot and say, you happy now? Yeah. Do that.
Everything was fine before you got here.
Yep.
Man.
Yep.
Now, someday you'll have to work for a living. If you want to know about that, ask me. Something like that. That usually
your
works.
Your mom's a lazy whore.
Could we get one more letter in, Allie?
Yeah, absolutely. Dear Allie, my boyfriend's mom wants to talk on the phone and hang out even when my boyfriend's not actually around. I love him and hanging out with him is fun, but not nearly enough to hang out with his family. What do I do?
How serious are they?
Yeah, sounds like they're young.
That's kind of delicate, right?
Maybe the mom is lonely.
Maybe.
I don't know. I've been really lucky. All of the people I've ever dated have had lovely parents, and I kind of enjoy them.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, is this just like normal chit-chat? This isn't like, you know.
Hey, you want to meet for lunch today? Like every day or something?
You
what are you wearing?
Are you into, hey, Tina, are you into scissoring? You know, stuff like that.
How's my,
my underwear, it's just, you mind if I take it off?
Put it on your head.
Now, Allie, emailing us yesterday saying you've got a dental appointment this morning. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yep.
Just a cleaning, a scaling?
Yep.
What's going on?
Get a root
canal? What?
Just a cleaning. Okay. I think I have a cavity.
Oh, so, anyone? No, please. Boys.
Do you have a cavity that needs filling?
Calm down. I tried, Allie. I tried to defend you. I had no idea he'd go there. No,
I appreciate it.
I'm just sweating
over
here waiting
to say
2:30.
All right.
2:30.
Well, you might feel a little prick in your mouth today.
are you heading to New York? He deserved that, Allie. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, he did.
Now, I always find that awkward.
No, I'm going to a dentist out here.
Let me numb that for you.
Are you going to a dentist in the city, or are you going to out there on the island?
No, out in Westchester. Yeah, out in, it's north. Oh, actually, okay. It's not the island. But okay. Exactly. Yeah, so I get a sweet ride out to the dentist office. I know that's not a big deal for most people. In New York, that's huge.
Mm. Okay. Have you known this dentist for a long time?
Yeah, well, for 4 or 5 years.
Okay. Is he handsome?
So they, no, he is not handsome.
Oh, jeez.
He doesn't listen.
Well, they just ask for extra gas.
Yeah. He's absolutely hideous and smells bad. Yeah.
You know, it's funny, though.
He likes to go bareback. He doesn't wear gloves or a mask.
He says, stop whining a lot.
Yeah.
He's not a dentist as much as he's a dock hand.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
He says to the hygienist, oh, look, there's blood there.
Oh. Can you open the
You know, though, there's actually, there's an extra charge for protective equipment for PPE now,
really?
Which is really funny because I was like, what were you using before? Shouldn't that be the most hygienic place you go?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just went to the dentist.
Christian
and I go to the same dentist and it was great. I felt like I was in a movie. It was so clean in there and they had all the gloves and the masks and it was very,
good.
I felt very
like hazmat suits.
Well,
full on. Yeah.
You need. Well, thank you, Allie. If you want to reach Allie Breen, A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N, and you've got those New Yorker parody cartoons posted, right?
Yeah, they're up there. I'll put up some more because apparently just not the New Yorker, but any cartoon with that caption pretty much works. Okay. So it's pretty good.
All right. Audio wink. Say hi to your friend.
Oh, God. You know, boys and girls are allowed to be just friends.
I'm just trying to make her laugh. Thanks, Allie.
See you, Allie.
Thanks. I'll talk to you next week. Bye, guys.
Now, Christy Lee is at the news desk. Got some interesting stuff in the news. What do you got for us?
New research suggests something called the happy ending effect, which prevents humans from accurately gauging the true value of an experience. Studies show humans overemphasize the ending of an experience when assessing its value. Expectations will kill you. For example, a spell of bad weather on the last couple days of vacation can leave travelers with a feeling of disappointment, spoiling their impression of the otherwise enjoyable trip.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I think it's true.
Yeah, but I guess it's good to be aware of that and try not to combat it.
Right.
Because, I mean, usually the happy ending ends in either shame or a nap.
Sure. Or at least a, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
What? Sort of, you guys are doing it wrong.
Well, in the case of Jeffrey Toobin, a new career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Maybe a high five or something. Something fun.
Ooh.
Two women in Canada have been reunited with their wedding dresses 3 decades after a mix-up at their dry cleaners.
Oh, my God. Was this a bulletin?
I said the exact same thing when I saw this chick. I go, if this is not a non-story.
Thank God they got their wedding dresses back, Josh.
After Kathy Pryor's wedding, June 3rd, 1989... Braggart, you're still married? Dropped off her dress.
See, that's why I pulled this story.
My husband is long gone.
By the Cascade Cleaners in St. Mary's, Ontario. Pryor had not opened the box her dress had been kept in until recently when she found that it was not the dress she'd worn on her wedding day. She posted about the mix-up on social media September 19th.
Hey, Kayla, I got some fat-ass's dress.
Wow, that is just mean.
He might be there physically in the marriage, but up here, he's already gone.
Kayla Hudson, who's currently planning her own wedding, wanted to try on her mom's wedding dress only to discover the dress in the garment box was not her mother's. Hudson saw the social media post and after contacting Pryor realized they had each other's dresses.
Oh my gosh, what a happy coincidence.
Chick, they met at the cleaners and exchanged dresses.
You're both the most bitter, sour people.
God, that's so happy.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in an oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.